Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number three, and in studio tonight is Daryl
Cantwell
and Johnson.
And Johnson, you just mentioned something that I definitely, if we have time, I want to get into about tech companies supposedly, according to someone, having a moral obligation to something about inequality in Silicon Valley.
I'm glad you've got the story together, Daryl. Yeah.
Something about the thing with the place over there.
Yeah, the thing with the guy with the shirt.
The guy is John Sutter over at CNN, believes that the tech companies and people in Silicon Valley who are working for the tech companies should have a moral obligation to reduce inequality in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, so I definitely want to know more about that. And another type of inequality, and I don't know if either one of you guys still votes or not, but there are people that do that. And some people do it because they say that they can vote in self-defense. Some people don't vote because they say there's not really any choice.
Only when you're on the ballot.
And, well, there's actually a write-up here, a quick blurb, if you will, from Jim Cook, who is, I would dare say, probably one of the top five minds of people that studies election and election-related things. And he writes about the Alabama state legislature and the 2014 elections there. He says, if you look at the 2014 election results for the Alabama State House of Representatives and the Senate, you might get the idea that the major divide is between Republicans and Democrats, with 98 Republicans, 41 Democrats, and one independent elected to the two chambers of the Alabama legislature. But there is a hidden divide that cuts across party lines. Of the 140 seats in the House and the Senate, a full 83 had no contest, giving voters no choice. 25 Democrats and 58 Republicans ran unopposed in 2014. Democracy, he writes, holds a minor stake in Alabama state government. And I've looked at numbers for other state legislatures, and I think the average is about 40% of state legislators across the country being elected without opposition, meaning that there is no one on the ballot opposing them.
Well, so there's a couple of ways of looking at that. It's not necessarily that you have no choice, because of course you can always choose to run for office. That's an option that does exist. It's often extraordinarily difficult to do. In New York, I ran for Congress and I got more ballot access signatures than the guy who won the election, and I still wasn't eligible to get on the ballot. And reeks of corruption, that sort of thing. But you know, on one hand, it almost sounds like good news. Like, people are just so disinterested right in what the government is doing that they won't even just take the opportunity to be like, oh, well, nobody's running for this position except for this guy, and he's not so well-liked. I guess I'll just go get on the ballot and beat him.
Well, I look at it slightly differently. And the way I look at it is the reason so many people are being, you know, elected without opposition doesn't have so much to do with apathy, but it has to do with the fact that you have legislators who are choosing their constituents instead of constituents choosing their legislators.
Well, that's certainly the case, but that doesn't explain the phenomenon of nobody running, right? I mean, basically, these people were drawing up districts along party lines, generally, right?
Right, so you've got these districts to where this district is drawn up to ensure that Party A wins. This district is drawn up to ensure that Party B wins. So you might have an opposed primary. They're not looking at primaries here. They're just looking at the general election. So, yeah, you do have times to where, you know, there's nominal opposition in a primary, and whoever wins the primary winds up winning the general election.
I think clearly the reason why people aren't voting more has to do with the fact that they just can't get out to register to vote, and that's why what they're doing in Oregon is such a good thing.
What's the thing they're doing in Oregon?
Oh, automatic voter registration. Now, as soon as you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote.
North Dakota's had that for about 130 years.
Well, sure, but now they're adding it in Oregon and probably California, too. Maybe the whole country soon.
Okay.
And everybody will be registered to vote as long as you have a driver's license. And I don't know what that means for selective service sign-up. If you vote and you haven't signed up for selective service, does that mean you're automatically committed a felony?
I don't know. I did not know that you could not vote without having signed up for selective service.
Well, if you're a male in the United States, it's illegal.
I know they tell you that you have to do it between the age of 18 and 25, but I did not know that you could not vote if you had not
that you're
signed
supposed
up.
To. Yeah, you're voting. Maybe I'm not aware of the exact law. Maybe I'm misremembering or misquoting something.
I don't say
something,
that,
but
like, you know, if you don't sign up for selective service, then quote unquote, it can affect your ability to get a government job or a student loan.
No, I've always heard that if you don't sign up for selective service, that you can go to prison.
Yeah, I have heard that too, and I don't remember ever having signed up for it. I have no idea if I have signed up for this thing or not, but I knew that I had like very little regard for the law at a very young age, so it's entirely possible.
You probably did, because I recall when I was in high school, I think they had the forms at the school.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, all of the seniors, you're turning 18 this year. Here's the form. You've got to, you know, fill this out when you turn 18.
I dropped out of high school when I was 16.
I didn't go to a public school, so.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I went to a public school. I took that ASVAB test, which is some military intelligence thing. Because, well, it got me out of some other boring, stupid thing.
I took the ASVAB as well, but that was because I tried to join the gang. But it was just, I don't know, sort of the way you said it was.
Yeah.
It was acting. It almost sounded like you were talking about a fabulous posterior or something. You know?
Wait, so it's ASVAB with a V?
Yeah, ASVAB.
I thought it was with an F. I did say ASVAB with an F. But anyway, I got such a high score. The Navy was actually sending me recruitment stuff. They wanted me to go work on a nuclear submarine. I almost joined the Marines, but became a conscientious objector before actually going to boot camp.
Yeah, I got let go. I have a lengthy criminal history as a teenager, and when I went to sign up, the recruiters were all like, just lie to the men. Like, yeah. The recruiters, they have a financial incentive to get you into the military. Right. And they're like, so when after you take the ASVAB, you go in for this physical, and then you talk to some like psychologist or whatever, and they ask you, you know, do you have any criminal history? And the recruiters, they tell you, these are civilian doctors. They don't know. They can't get access to that information. So just lie to them. And when you go there, there's signs all over the place. And they're like, we know the recruiters told you to lie to us, but if you do, it's a felony and you will definitely go to prison. And I was like, I just got out of jail. I don't want to go back. And so I told them. And then they subsequently disqualified me from military service, which is, I'm really glad I committed all those crimes now.
Yeah, so if you had not committed the crimes back in the 90s, maybe you'd be committing some war crimes today.
So listen up, kids. Don't stay in school.
Yeah, drop out of school and break the law. It's the best thing that you can actually do for your future, ladies and gentlemen.
So hold on. What exact laws did you break as a teenager? Were there victims to
any of
these?
Yeah, no, I was a bad kid. I stole and assaulted and possessed
stolen
property.
Okay, so, children don't do that. Don't steal, don't assault. But, you know, jaywalking,
what you call it,
perfectly fine. No, like, there are some crime, quote-unquote crimes, okay to do.
Yeah, if me advising children to rack up a criminal record wasn't obvious enough of a joke, let me just say I was completely kidding, ladies and gentlemen. If you actually are thinking about, you know, doing that, don't do it. There are better ways to not join the military than to go to jail.
Here's one easy way to not join the military. Don't go talk to the military recruiters.
Right.
It's that simple. You know, like, the whole Nancy Reagan thing. If somebody offers you drugs, just say no. Just don't talk to the recruiter. It's that easy. So you can talk about that or anything else. 855-450-FREE or on Skype. Skype username LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's also Skype. Username is LRN.FM. And in studio tonight is Daryl
Cantwell
and Johnson.
And you need to protect yourself online. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. ProXPN can solve all of that. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux, though the setup is just a little bit different there. Then just connect to the internet and you're protected from all of that. No more prying and spying. One account works for all of your devices. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the promo code FTL50. And you will get 50% off the annual account. That's almost $5 per month. Though FTL50 will get you a savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, with servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So, Chris, you had something that you wanted to discuss. You said it's not necessarily a news article or anything, but is reality objective, subjective, somewhere in between?
All right. So this is, I was just going through this on my podcast that I was doing before I came on the show, and it's a subject I've addressed a few times, but something really struck me the other day. We were talking about this guy who got himself kicked out of his class at Reed College for challenging the idea that logic was some kind of patriarchal construct. It's scary what goes on. And then at the same day, I watched a video by Stephen Molyneux. He's talking about education, and he's saying that there's just sort of two different schools of thought. One is that the evidence bends to the theory, or that the theory bends to the evidence, right? And of course, Ayn Rand, objectivism, that sort of thing. It has always been my opinion, and I thought that I was in the majority with this, that theory bends to evidence, that when you have proof of something, that you change your opinion, right? That's just what thought is in my book. And then
there are very few people that do that.
Yeah, and I understand it, but my theory has always been that people are just, sort of confused about it, right? What I'm starting to realize more and more is that people are not confused about this at all. They are thoroughly convinced that there's no such thing as reality, and that logic is actually, a bad thing.
Yeah. So when you say there's no such thing as reality, are you talking about that we're all figments of the imagination of some greater entity and that none of us really exist, that this radio show does not exist other than in someone's mind?
As a matter of fact, what you just described would be a form of reality and therefore is impossible, right? That the idea being that there can't actually be a correct answer to anything. That you could not actually describe an accurate situation. There's no such thing as truth.
1 + 1 could be potato, it could be chicken sandwich, it could be 2.
It could not be any of those things. Because to say that 1 + 1 is potato would mean that was a true statement.
No.
No. You can't make a true statement. There's no such thing as a difference between truth and fiction or reality and non-reality.
No, there are multiple right answers.
All answers are equally correct. 1 + 1 = potato is just as correct as 1 + 1 = 2.
Right. That's what I said, but maybe I didn't say it the way that you just thought I
did. And to me, that just seems ridiculous, right? If somebody says all opinions are equally valid, and then I disagree with them, I have disproven that theory, right?
So there are a couple philosophers, I think, on this that are responsible for this poison. That is Descartes, who has the brain in a vat theory, right? Which is this huge brain. It's called the brain in a vat theory, which is essentially the Matrix, right? That movie, The Matrix, is essentially the brain in a vat theory, which is that, according to Descartes, you know, you could be being influenced by, I guess in his, when his theory was, it was demons. Essentially, you could be being influenced. You might be being tricked by a demon at all times, and there's no way you could know that it's reality because your reality could be completely controlled by a demon, which, you know, evolved into later being, you know, you're a brain in a jar and your reality is being controlled by machines or being controlled by whatever. So you can't possibly have an objective reality because your reality could be being completely fabricated at all times.
And the thing about that is I think a lot of the people who would actually subscribe to a lot of this nonsense would actually call themselves atheists, is the sick thing about
Nietzsche,
right?
Nietzsche is the other poison responsible for this, because Nietzsche is the one who's like, there's no such thing as truth, there's only perceptions.
Well, right. So these people are basically saying, like, hey, for all we know, we're a brain in a vat, but, right, you know, I also think that we should reject religion because there's no evidence for it. And right, that's the craziest thing in the world. There's no evidence, there's no reason to believe that I'm stuck in some kind of matrix. There's no right evidence of that whatsoever. The best available evidence would tend to suggest that, you know, this is a table and this is a microphone and there are two other people in this room, and I have my perceptions are just helping me perceive and understand what is actually happening. What these people would suggest is that your perceptions are the primacy, that reality is perception.
Okay, so I can prove that we are in the Matrix and that we cannot escape. Have you seen a payphone lately? Proof. Because in the Matrix, you can only get out through a landline telephone, generally through a payphone, because the payphones were not being tapped.
Well, I actually did see a payphone recently. I thought it was really weird.
Oh, and it was landline phones.
Did you stand there and wait on it to ring so that you could pick it up and then exit the Matrix?
No.
Yeah, that's because you never took the red pill. Had you only taken the red pill when given the chance...
I think there are people I know that would take the red pill and the blue pill and a couple other pills, whatever you handed them.
Yeah, I took a blue pill, and then I had an erection that lasted more than 4 hours, and I had to call
a
doctor.
You should see a doctor about that.
You had the red syringe that followed it.
It was difficult to swallow. I got a stiff neck.
Perception of reality.
So, is my sanity check complete? I mean, am I amongst people who believe that there is an objective reality that exists outside of our perceptions? Like, when you die, it's not the end of the world. You know that, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, as far as these people are concerned, yes.
Wait, what?
This whole, like, nihilist crazy thing that just, you know, let everything go to hell.
When you say the end of the world, do you mean the end of your world? Or are you saying that there may be an afterlife, may not be an afterlife?
If perception is reality, if the two are synonymous... Well, then your perception ceases when you die, and thus is that the end of the world.
Here's where I'd like to play devil's advocate, just to be annoying. But, so, reincarnation, you could believe in an objective reality, but still believe that you get reincarnated and that you go back into the same objective reality, right? But that would be possible, potentially, I guess.
But you wouldn't, wouldn't have any evidence of that. There's no reason to believe it.
Yeah, that's true. There's no reason to believe any of that stuff yet.
So, what are your thoughts? Objective, subjective, something else, reincarnation, 855-450, free.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BIDBIT.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And your calls are welcome about anything. And we've got Tom in Hudson, New York, listening online, wants to talk about votes, voters, or voting. I'm not really sure here. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, it's actually Hudson, New Hampshire. And what I want to do, actually, I'm kind of breaking a news story here. There's been a data breach by the Florida Secretary of State's office this month. Every month, anybody who's ordered the registered voter list, they get up all these orders, and then one day they ship them all out. They make all the discs, the CDs, and send them all out to everybody. But
okay.
They're not supposed to include certain categories of voters, like people with confidential addresses, people, crime victims who are hiding from their attackers, and cops, people in various categories that are, for security reasons, don't have their address made public. And this month, they, quote, accidentally, unquote, shipped out all of these discs to everybody with all of those names intact. I happened to get one in the mail yesterday, and I'm not going to put the confidential addresses on the website where I publish all the other registered voters' names and addresses, but I don't know what everybody else is going to do with those copies that they were asked. They called me up to tell me about it and to ask me to destroy that one. I sent it, destroy it or send it back. I sent it back to them. However, I don't know what everybody else is going to do with theirs. And this happened just as a news story happened to hit the wires about how Jeb Bush's aides are mulling the idea of selling data to the campaigns and political groups. And I wonder if they happen to get a copy of this. Was this an accidental data breach, or was it, you know, something else? Was there more to it than that?
Accidental or intentional, I mean, the outcome is largely the same. And I'll tell you what, it's interesting. You're in New Hampshire as well. Daryl and I were in front of the elections committee, and they were talking about this voter assurance program or something like that, where they wanted to start cross-checking.
The Interstate Voter Compact, something,
yeah,
to where they can cross-check voter registration.
Yeah, where the state of New Hampshire was going to begin sharing voter registration data with other states. And I objected to this so vehemently. I'm like, these are foreign governments. Don't give that information to them. Like, I moved to this state to get away from the tyranny of the state of New York. You have a situation where the state of Florida just either by accident or by malice released a bunch of confidential information about their voters and is now like, hey, if you'd be a real swell guy and not publish that, we'd appreciate it. Like, if you go and you share that information with other states, I mean, it dramatically increases the risk of the data getting leaked.
It does. And what I want to bring up is, you know, the cops have their names and addresses on there, and it could, there's some crazy people who would target the cops' family members who don't even deserve it. And let's just say somebody is a criminal defendant, and, well, if they go for first-degree murder, they're probably going to do life. But if they go for second-degree murder in the state of Florida, then they'd probably spend a few years in prison, and then they get out, and they might go after some of the witnesses that testified against them in court. And so there's the risk that somebody who received a disc like that might happen to know somebody in that category. You know what I'm saying? So there's we don't know what these people are going to be doing with these data files, but there was that data breach. And if any reporters happen to be listening over here, you got like 9 affiliates in Florida that any reporters are listening. That is a newsworthy item there.
I appreciate you bringing the story to us first. You know, I'm happy to break the news. I mean, look, I don't have a problem with police officers' addresses being leaked. As a matter of fact, I think that should probably be published on the front page of the police department's website or something to that effect. I mean, if you're going to get paid with tax dollars and run around victimizing people, then, you know, let's have all your information out there, bud. I mean, these guys go and pull somebody over and run their license plate and take a driver's license and make you touch your nose and walk and do all crazy, ridiculous things in order to prove that you are doing exactly what it is that he says you should be doing. So I don't care about his address being leaked, but you're making a valid point about certain, you know, victims of crimes and that sort of thing. Publishing that information about them, that's horrific.
Yeah, and
Tom, anything else to add?
Yeah, the cop's family members don't deserve it, though. So you said
they shouldn't have married a cop.
Well,
I think if women stopped marrying police, the state would stop tomorrow. If women would stop having sex with police officers, we would live in an anarcho-capitalist society within like 25 minutes.
Tom, thank you for the call. And there's actually, I think the name of the play is Lysistrata, to where it was some ancient Greek civilization, to where the women were encouraged to withhold sexual favors for their warrior husbands to basically encourage the men to stop fighting. So
yeah,
I think if there was something like that happened, but right now there are so many women that basically have a uniform fetish.
Oh, yeah.
To where any man with any kind of uniform, whether it be police, military, fire, whatever, any kind of government uniform, they just, you know, swoon and they're all over it and
because
encourage it.
Well, it's among other things. I mean, it's a symbol of security, right? I mean, even if you're not a big bad firefighter or cop or soldier, you have a government job. You basically have a job for the rest of your life, and no matter how bad you screw up, you're pretty unlikely to lose it. use it. And so, you know, women are sort of genetically predispositioned to sort of seek out that sort of security for offspring, right?
I can't repeat it on the radio, but I recommend everybody who has, you know, access to the internet, you go and you search YouTube for Doug Stanhope and hero worship. It's a fantastic bit that I cannot repeat on the radio.
Yeah, Doug Stanhope is a genius. And, you know, so, you know, that certainly exists. And I've made the case before. I mean, this is in part of my frustration with all this gender divisive stuff that gets spewed out by the feminists and whatnot, is that, look, men are primarily doing things that they think are going to get them laid. I don't think that anybody really understands, even men, really understands how much our mating instincts are responsible for just about every single thing that we do. If being a police officer or a soldier was not a good way to get laid, men would not be police officers and soldiers. And the thing that you're talking about, you know, withhold sex from your warrior husband, I can't have sex because I'm not getting, because I'm out there murdering people? Oh, I'll stop doing that immediately.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're on any online dating websites. I am kind of, because, you know, like, I'm a single guy, and I'll scan some of these profiles, and the vast majority that I come across, somewhere in there it says, like, and I love a man in uniform, and that's like instant, all right, nope, next.
Yeah, I don't know.
Daryl's on Tinder and swiping all day long.
Yeah,
I'm not on Tinder. There's like five women in the Keene area on Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder sucks around here. I use the OkCupid thing, and I do. I have the app on the phone, and I do like the quick match where you just swipe left and right, and, you know, every once in a while one hits, and I stopped doing it for some period of time because I was like, I was in a position where I was living across the street. I was having sex with like five different women, and that was a lot of fun, like for like a really short period of time, and then it was really, really bad, and I said, okay, I got to get away from this, and, you know, boozing and all sorts of craziness, and I sort of took a step back from it, but lately I started swiping again, and I'm terrified of what's going to happen. I don't know that I'd say a majority of them, you know, say on their profile that they love a man in uniform, but then again, I'm not reading a lot of their profiles. I don't care what they're talking about. What do I care about your words? I just want to see your picture and swipe, you know.
I'll click on the profiles of the ones that I find attractive, and of those that I click on and read, I would say about half have horrible grammar, which is like an instant turnoff for me. Like,
shut up.
If you can't, don't tell me. I'm put together a sentence.
You know, I'm in this,
I'm not talking.
I'm in this studio with you. If you see a woman, if some woman sent you like a badly worded offer for sex, I'm pretty sure that, you know, there's going to be a certain amount of temptation to go along with
it. I just want to see you rage at this article. Chris, at some point you have to look up an article about an OkCupid profile that went by the name of Aaron Carter Fan.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
When we come back in the final segment, Johnson, I definitely want to get to the inequality in Silicon Valley and, of course, your calls. 855-450-FREE.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox, author Gayla Pruitt, author Harry Cooper, food expert Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the Junk Man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studies sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for you and your thoughts. If you call in right now, 855-450-FREE. And Johnson, we will get to your story in just a moment. But first, want to tell you about Fort Galt. The way America's been going lately, it's hard not to think about getting out of here from time to time. Well, there's a very interesting project developing in southern Chile that's definitely worth checking out. It offers very affordable accommodations for those looking to establish a little home base in the country. It's not a sprawling valley of vast estates or anything like that. It basically looks more like a condo building at a ski resort and has some pretty cool common amenities like a makerspace full of tools, a restaurant, and a bunch of places to relax and socialize. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait until the place is full. Check it out for yourself at fortgalt.com. If there's a way to mention... Oh, wait. Nope. This is not text that I should read. There is something coming up in the summer, or rather in the summer in Chile. It is winter in the U.S., and when it's winter in Chile, it is summer in the U.S., so the seasons are opposite. So if that's something that you're looking for to where, you know, you want to escape the winters or escape the summers, vice versa, FortGalt.com. So, Johnson, tell us about the CNN guy that said that tech companies have some kind of moral obligation.
Yep.
Now, is this a subjective moral obligation or an objective moral obligation?
I don't care. It's an opinion piece by John D. Sutter, who works as an opinion and creator of a CNN's Change the List project. He's an opinion column writer for CNN, and he says that tech companies have a moral obligation to reduce inequality and that the tech sector has long been too cold to local issues, and he's writing this article here. They marched across Silicon Valley to have a conversation about economic justice. 4 days and 30 miles later, the relatively small group of demonstrators carrying signs read, March to Heal the Valley, arrived at Cupertino, California, the campus of Apple, the world's richest company. We showed up and we were informed that we were not allowed to be there, said activist Andrew Bigelow, one of the brains behind the October 2013 demonstration, which he said included homeless people as well as those that couldn't pay the valley's exorbitant rents.
So, hold on. When they said they weren't allowed to be there, do they mean in the city of Silicon Valley or on the property of
Apple? Probably on the property of Apple.
Okay, so trespassing. Yeah, you can't do
that. Don't expect this to just necessarily be logical. After all, this is going to be people who are, you know, complaining about, yeah, we need equal rights and everything, but give us money.
Property is theft. Okay.
We can all start with the understanding that everybody in this room understands that equality is a nonsense concept, right?
Sure. Okay. I think we can start there.
It depends on what you mean when you say that.
Okay, so
obviously there are no two people that are going to have all equal qualities of their life.
Identical twins will have differences between them. And then,
yes.
and then likely will reach a myriad of different outcomes based on what they choose to do. Right?
Equal treatment is an attempt, is a fictional attempt at something, not a reality.
So
there's no objective. Here we go. There's no objective equality.
Okay.
There might be subjective equality, but there's no objective equality because people are not equal.
Right. Like the
okay. So I'll agree with that.
And the thing is, I find it just so destructive that people sort of understand this on some level. They understand that people are not equal, and hence the need for all of this equalization that they attempt to do. But they want to work in this direction, knowing that it's completely out of bounds, out of step with reality. Continue with the story.
Sure. So. They weren't allowed to be there. Oh, the demonstration included homeless people, which could have, they couldn't pay the exorbitant rents, which have been driven up by the tech companies. A lot of people just walked by us, and they didn't even look at us in the eyes. A lot of people were, you know, shaking their heads or laughing, talking to their friends while looking at us. It definitely felt different, you know. An Apple spokeswoman declined to comment on the demonstration. Another participant in the march, Raj Jayadev, told me it felt like a parable. I have to agree, it's like David asking Goliath to kindly hear his grievances, only to have the giant plug his ears. It's high time for Apple, Google, and Facebook and other Silicon Valley companies to acknowledge their role in creating a valley that is not only an economic powerhouse, but is also crippled by inequality and poverty. These companies aren't entirely to blame, but their founders and employees do have to cash to help stop this valley of strip malls and subdivisions from becoming a place where only the very wealthy can survive. With few counterexamples, the tech set has been shirking on its local civic duties, either ignorant of the fact that one in three kids in this rich valley is at risk for hunger, or largely unwilling to care.
Their complaint is literally that they're improving things. You understand?
Right, yeah.
They're literally upset that things are getting better there, that like property values are going up. They're literally complaining that things are too good in this environment, and that since they are not able to meet those standards, they are going to have to leave. And that's so terribly destructive. They just hate goodness. This is literally the problem, that they don't like the good. If I could interrupt your story, I actually read this entire Murray Rothbard essay on my own show last week or the week before, and he's talked about egalitarianism as a revolt against nature. Okay? And I just want to take this one thing from it. And he says, suppose, for example, that it has come to be adopted as a universal ethical goal that all men be able to fly by flapping their arms. Let us assume that the pro-flappers have generally been conceded to the beauty and goodness of their goal, but have been criticized as impractical. But the result is unending social misery as society tries to continually move in the direction of arm flying, and the preachers of arm flapping, make everyone's lives miserable for either being lax or sinful enough not to live up to the common ideal. The proper critique here is to challenge the ideal goal itself, to point out that the goal itself is impossible in view of the physical nature of man in the universe, and therefore to free mankind from its enslavement to an inherently impossible and hence evil goal. But this liberation could never occur as long as the anti-arm flyers continued to be solely in the realm of the practical and concede ethics and idealism to the high priests of arm flying. And the moral of the story here is, there are people who say that the egalitarians have, like, ethics and morality on their side. But what Murray's making the critique of is that the only argument against it has been the practicality of it. That saying, well, if you try to make everybody equal, then you won't have the economic incentives. As noble a goal as egalitarianism
right,
is.
But
egalitarianism is not a noble goal. It is an inherently evil and contradictory and stupid concept that needs to be flushed down the philosophical toilet.
There have been people that have somehow run, I'm not sure, economic models, if you will, that have shown that if you redistribute all the wealth equally to everyone in the world within some short period of time, you're still going to have something like 7% of the people controlling 93% of the wealth, because you've got people that don't know how to handle money that are just going to go spend it, and you've got people that know how to make money, and they will be the ones that, you know, they wind up receiving it.
Exactly.
Johnson, I would like to hear more, but we've got a couple calls
on
the line.
I want to say one quote real quick.
Yes, go ahead.
Brought up objectivism, and you just did the quote that you had. So one of my favorite Ayn Rand quotes is this: in silent resignation, one must never submit to them voluntarily, and even if one is imprisoned in some ghastly dictatorship's jail where no action is possible, serenity comes from the knowledge that one does not accept it. To deal with men by force is as impractical as to deal with nature by persuasion, which is the policy of savages who rule men by force and who plead with nature by prayers, incantations, and bribes.
We go to Glenn in Pennsylvania, wants to talk about equality. Glenn, you are on the air.
Yeah, yes. It was just against egalitarianism.
Everybody. All rational people.
In general, I would tend to agree in a material wealth sense. But the one thing I would say isn't folly, because I'm probably not on the same page as you, but it's the notion of equal rights under the law isn't necessarily crazy. When in our society, we routinely see white collar crimes go unpunished and minor infractions having the book thrown at them, but in a moral society, if everybody, rich or poor, male or female, black or white or whatever, had equal rights under the law, a non-corrupt legal system, then that wouldn't be such a bad thing. But the idea of egalitarianism financially, well, that's the folly of communism. It equally rewards the indolent as well as the ambitious.
Thank you for the call. I wish we had more time for you, but you can call in tomorrow night or any night of the week. The show is from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, so call in earlier. You will get more time. 855-453 is that number when the show is live online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. And if you've got time, get down to Austin, Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary, you're only once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.